Hi, this is Mike Conroy with Expert Dry. We dry wet buildings, dry out without the tear out.
Dew point and humidity and temperature, oh my. As a child, one of my favorite films was The Wizard of Oz. In one scene, Dorothy asks the Tin Man if they might encounter any wild animals when following the yellow brick road to see the wizard in the Emerald City. The Scarecrow asks the Tin Man if the wild animals eat straw, but the Tin Man responds they would most likely meet lions and tigers and bears. Scarecrow should have been more concerned with mold in the forest because mold is a much more aggressive straw digester. If the Scarecrow were to team up with me in indoor mold assessments, we'd often be called to solve somewhat simple mold issues. Mold from moisture, from leaking pipes, perhaps a leaking roof, maybe mold in a wall from rainwater entering through a poorly caulked window. Easy stuff. Even a guy with no brain could figure that out. But what if the mold growth was caused by dew point and humidity and temperature? Oh my, we may need a wizard to sort that out. What's dew point? Dew point is the temperature at which condensation happens. Dew is simply condensed water in the atmosphere. Condensation is the process where water vapor becomes liquid. It's the reverse action of evaporation, where liquid water becomes a vapor. So what? Well, in some investigation, we've seen water dripping from hallway ceilings in a condominium in a location with no water pipes or drains. A closed dryer exhaust duct ran down the center of the hall ceiling. Warm, humid air from outdoors was forced into the dryer duct by the wind. When the outside air cooled to the dew point, about 40 feet into the condo, the water vapor turned to liquid water and dripped from the duct and into and through the ceiling. In other cases, water condenses on the inside of windows when the air inside a structure reaches the dew point when it contacts the glass, transferring cold temperature from outside. HVAC condensate line, HVAC unit cabinets, and ductwork will often support mold due to the moisture condensing on those cold surfaces. Even refrigerator and freezer gaskets around the doors grow mold due to the cold from inside the appliance transferring through the gaskets. While mold requires an organic food source, the dust, debris, and previous mold spores are attracted to and held to otherwise non-food glass, metal, and concrete by condensation on those surfaces. Mysterious mold growth on concrete ceilings and walls are usually nearby a cooler pipe, metal structure, duct, or temperature transfer that can hold a cooler temperature than the surrounding areas. Moldy, rusty HVAC registers at the dew point condense water vapor and provide the moisture for mold. It's all pretty simple, but requires some thought. A brain helps. Wizards are welcome.
Thanks for listening to the Expert Dry podcast. We plan to share information on emergency water damage mitigation, mold assessments, and all things pertaining to emergency services following disasters.